All right.
Yeah.
Welcome in. Week 19. Man, one more week and we're at 20.
That's crazy. I mean, hey, I'm having so much fun with this, though, so I can't complain. Yeah. I'm having a great time.
Well, for those of you just joining us, be on the scoreboard. Fantastic podcast. Personal opinion, fantastic podcast.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm Jackson, along here with Aiden, as you can see.
Man.
We are, what's the word to use? Sports lovers.
Something like that.
But to a whole nother level. We don't just love sports. We
rage we about live sports. Yeah, that's it. I mainly rage because, you know. Well, as you can see back there, Browns fan. So I mainly just rage at sports. But I was telling Jackson here before that we started the podcast that if Myles Garrett gets traded to the Browns, I mean to the Bucks rather, I'm becoming a Bucks fan because, you know, I already got the Baker Mayfield jersey. That's part of our
breaking news this week.
Yeah, I might be becoming a Bucks fan. Breaking news. But no, there's a whole lot of breaking news this week. I mean, as soon as a couple hours ago, we found out Kadarius Toney got arrested for strangling a woman in Georgia.
That's crazy.
Like, what is that about? And then you also have Kellen Moore getting signed by the Eagles as head coach. Eagles OC. The Eagles OC. So Saints picked him up. But, I mean, whole lot of stuff going on this week. You got the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, obviously. I know. Hey.
40-22. It was actually a lot. It was not near that close.
No.
No kidding.
Yeah, Tate McRae 2 years ago during the last Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl, she called out and predicted the exact score of this Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. But, yeah, it was hey, if you guys don't believe us, listen to Jarrett here. Kind of the best podcast. Exactly. Thank you, Jarrett. Thank you. It is the best podcast. But, yeah. No, I mean,
podcast around.
Exactly. Josh Allen wins the MVP. Kevin O'Connell wins Coach of the Year.
He is my MVP, let's be honest.
Dude, that's why, as you saw in the thumbnail before you clicked on the video, Cooper DeJean and Josh Allen, MVPs. Come on now, MVPs.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean should have won Super Bowl MVP.
Let's shut it down a little bit.
For those of you who don't know, Cooper DeJean got the pick six on Patrick Mahomes. And, oh, baby, that's my man. Love Cooper DeJean. No. I mean, he should have won defensive rookie of the year. Like,
okay. Let's pump the brakes.
What's up with the Cooper DeJean hate there? Like, come on now. But yeah, no. So, Mahomes got sacked 5 times with 0 blitzes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. An outstanding performance by the Eagles there.
Hey, so. All I have to say is, wasn't that one of my keys to victory that I said last week?
To get pressure on
pressure without blitzing.
I was wrong. I thought for sure that Saquon would have to get like 100 rushing yards for them to win. No. Mahomes looked terrible.
Thank you, Jarrett, for the comment.
Sorry to say, you're just wrong here. Cooper DeJean was the Super Bowl MVP.
Honestly, so once we get into like talking about the Super Bowl a little bit, which will be heard a little bit later, I don't believe the guy that won Super Bowl MVP should have. I thought it should have gone to somebody else, but we'll get to that a little bit later. There's some of the stuff we're going to talk about. We're kind of going through breaking news right now. We're going to recap our picks, which will be next. I'm going to go into a Zebra Stripes one, kind of one that hits personally for me.
Purdue.
All you Boilermakers fans out there know my pain from last night. Lost to Michigan.
It's rough.
Yeah, it was a rather interesting stat that I found. You can ask Aiden. It was interesting.
It's got me crying, I guess.
Then we're going to do a little bit of MLB as the spring training games start in a week. 8 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
first
crazy.
Spring training game, Cubbies-Dodgers.
Looking forward to it.
And then we'll talk about the bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. The best bowl.
Including the halftime show?
Boo.
Then we'll do a wrap-up of the 2024-2025 NFL season. and then maybe a few other things here and there, and then we'll hop into our picks for the week for college basketball and NBA.
That just means you guys got to stick around to hear all of this, because it's going to be a great show for you today.
All right, here we go. So, as we already talked about, kind of breaking news, Kelsey was talking about his future.
You know, I saw that. I saw that, and I'm interested. Does he retire? I don't think he retires on a Super Bowl loss, personally.
See, I think he does.
Really?
I think he does. I think he's done. I think Taylor's really going to convince him to quit.
Oh, is she?
When she breaks up with him and starts dating Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean! Love that guy. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Other than that, and kind of the Saints hire of Kellen Moore, there wasn't really a lot to happen this week. Well, that, and then, of course, what's his name got arrested?
Kadarius Toney.
But whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
He was going to be out of the league after
that. The poor lady. The poor lady, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, feel bad. But
yeah. But
all right. Well, let's hop into a bit of a recap from our picks this week.
Yes, sir.
And that's our picks this week was college basketball, NBA, and then the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is not going to be included in our stats, but we all missed the Super Bowl.
Yes, we did. We did indeed.
I had actually the closest score.
Did you?
35-21 was my final score.
Dang, that I said. Okay.
So I was, what, 6 points off total?
You know what? Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's look at these scores here.
Let's do it.
All right, here, let me pull it up here. Here we go. So starting with college basketball, we had the Tennessee-Missouri game, I believe. Yep.
We did indeed.
And I got this one wrong, unfortunately.
Wait, did we?
I don't know about it. I picked Missouri. Wait.
I had Tennessee.
Just kidding. We didn't pick that. That was from the week before. My bad.
I don't think we did either.
Maryland, Ohio State. Here we go.
Okay. Gert and I missed this game.
You all doubted Ohio State.
Well, thanks to Bruce Thornton. I watched the ending.
Ohio State.
How about we look a little bit further on and see what
Ohio State does. That's we enjoy the highs. We enjoy the highs. Mm-hmm. Then we go and look at Purdue.
Hey, great statement, win over USC.
I don't know about statement necessarily. I mean, it's USC after all. But
well, no, like just the team as a whole looked good.
True. St. John's beats UConn. That's a crazy game.
As they should.
For sure. And then let's look at Saturday. Here's the Missouri game. It's down here. I just want to say, I was going to pick Florida, and then I didn't for whatever reason, and I picked Auburn, and Auburn lost. So,
what a game, really.
That's a high-scoring game for college, too.
And, like, Florida kind of, like, had the thing the entire way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking down there, Duke losing to Clemson was wild.
Yeah, that was insane. That was not on my upset alert.
I want to talk about that here in a little bit. Their star player, what is it? Cooper Flagg, overrated, in my opinion. So you look at the final score and you see that they lost by six. One point in the game, they were down one. I believe they were down one. Cooper Flagg's dribbling into the paint and slips and falls.
Oh, can't have that.
That's the third time he has done this season.
Really?
The third. On a potential game winning or game tying possession, he has slipped and fallen and turned it over because he slips and falls, therefore it's a travel.
Yeah, you can't have that. Can't be having that.
And so personal opinion, he's rough. Overrated.
That's rough. Look at the Bama Arkansas was a close game. Yeah, I didn't pick that one, but
yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
We did pick Michigan State, Oregon.
We all got that one.
That was actually Michigan State was down 16 at one point in that game.
Yeah, but you should have seen the way they played that second half. I watched the second half of that one. That was wild.
Yeah.
Well, because I got to think about it. That was the game. Yeah, that was the game where Tom Izzo tied the record for the most Big Ten wins
with Bob Knight
in a career with Bobby Knight.
Yep. Yeah, no, he was
Bobby Chair Toss and Knight.
I mean, that game, the second half, they came in, they were on like a 13-2 run to start the second half or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Then he got A&M in Missouri. This is the game I was mentioning earlier.
We all missed that one, too. Man.
Yeah, but we all picked Missouri. That was rough. This
Creighton
was crazy.
I watched it, and I thought it was beautiful. Teams are starting to figure out how to beat Marquette, and I like it. Marquette is going to do a full-court press on you all game long. If you get good ball movement, and it's got to be quick passes. You can't, like, pass it, hold on to it for a minute, and kind of decide, and then pass it again. It's catch, pass, catch, pass, catch, pass. And as soon as you break the press, you just set up your offense, and you go. And teams that can score the ball well will beat Marquette coming down the road here, going in to the tournament in March.
Oh, for sure. And that's, I mean, that's all that matters in the end is making the tournament and winning. So,
well, yeah. Like,
if you can't, then.
Yeah,
people find your weakness.
Sorry, you're not making it, but.
Well, whoa, shots fired. You were wrong, by the way. Last week you said that IU Michigan State. Oh, I see another IU loss coming their way.
Yeah, I did. I did say that.
You were
Texas
wrong.
Tech Arizona.
Yeah.
I got this one wrong. I picked Texas Tech. Wow.
I picked Arizona because they're on a roll as of late. So, hey.
Yeah.
Let me go down. I don't know if there were any other games. This game was a lot closer than I thought.
That game was a lot closer than it should have been.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see.
Did you see the drama, though, at the end of that game?
I did not.
So the point spread in that one was 3.5.
Yeah.
IU hits a buzzer beater from just beyond half court.
Oh, no.
To make it only a 3-point game.
No. That's rough. We picked this game too, and
Texas Vandy.
Was not expecting Vandy to.
No, I was not either.
Honestly, but you know what? They're looking kind of good. So a little good.
A little good.
Not a little good. Let's go to, I believe the 11th was the next day for any good games. Yeah.
Tennessee.
Well, we also. Tennessee, Kentucky.
Tennessee, Kentucky with the win. Wow,
I was not ready for that either. Like
I was in Kentucky, so
I've been rooting for Kentucky the entire time, and I pick against them.
I like Mark Pope. I think he's a good guy, good coach. I'm just not a big fan of Kentucky as a whole. Wasn't a Calipari fan, so. Wasn't a Calipari fan. Wasn't really a Kentucky fan as a whole, but.
I guess we kind of missed these two games too. Bama, Texas, and Florida, Mississippi State. We picked both those too as well. We were right. Bama.
Correctly.
Yeah, and Florida. I could have seen Bama. Purdue, Michigan. That game.
We'll talk about it later.
Uh-oh,
we'll talk about it next.
Okay.
But the one thing I will say about the game. Is that I would rather Purdue lose that one on the road to a ranked team than lose the one to IU at IU.
That's all I have to say.
I see it.
Arizona loses to Kansas State. That's rough. They were on a streak.
Game was fantastic.
I didn't get to watch this game, unfortunately, but
I watched Arizona Kansas State the whole thing.
I was watching this game, the UConn Creighton game.
All right.
It was crazy.
I know you aren't,
but hey.
And it's not just because he beat Purdue in the national championship. I wasn't even a fan of him at all last season.
You sure it isn't because they beat you guys?
No, I don't. They deserved to beat us. We looked like crap.
Yeah, you guys did.
And it was nothing that he did. We just looked that bad.
Yeah.
Mavs
going Celtics, into the NBA.
Yep, I see that.
Mavs Celtics, crazy. I mean, without AD too, they came They came in and beat the Celtics.
It's tough to win a game when Peyton Pritchard is your highest score.
I was thinking that. Did Tatum not play or something? Or was he just
irrelevant? He played. He just didn't look great.
He's irrelevant. All right. No other real crazy games. Go Friday. Cavs obviously beat the Wizards. That was closer than it probably should have been. Yeah, that's about it for that day. Mavs Rockets. This game
take down the Rockets by 11.
Unfortunately, AD in his first game gets injured. Bad. I don't know how long he's out for.
See, he's done for. I thought what I see like 2 weeks.
Is he really? Yeah, no. I knew that he was out for a bit because of that, which is rough. Then you go down and Celtics played the Knicks very well. I was not expecting that, to be honest.
Tatum's 40 piece.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. I picked the Knicks to win, and they obviously did not. Nothing Sunday. Cavs obviously beat the Timberwolves. Like, come on now. It's the Cavs. What do you expect? Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
No, all right. Yeah, you know it's true. Ooh. Celtics beat. Talk about low scoring games for the NBA, honestly.
And good.
Yeah. I like to see more defense. Mavs lose to the Kings by one. Yeah.
An overtime.
That is rough. Zach LaVine in his first game with the Kings, I believe. And
he played DeMar DeRozan. I believe that was his first game with the Kings too, wasn't it?
Couldn't tell you. 42. And then I don't think there's anything.
Was it Monday Luka's first game as well?
With the Lakers, yeah. Luka and LeBron told him to go out there and play himself and don't try to fit in. There's some, expletives in there, but nonetheless. So, yeah. And then more importantly, I think it's time that we go and look at our picks from last week.
Well, this is crazy, by the way, these stats.
Yeah.
All right. Just pause here. I want to look and see your big ones that you missed.
So, obviously missed the Auburn one. Missed Purdue, missed Tennessee.
You didn't miss any crazy one.
No, not really. I mean, Texas Vandy was probably, but that wasn't that crazy because everyone thought, yeah.
We still got four more games to go for this week.
And I went
10-9. One of which is pretty much over, or two are pretty much over. Celtics
and
Cavs both have pretty much already won.
And then I'm not sure what the score is on the Ohio State game right now. It's on right now, check. I believe. So, yeah, I'm bringing my record to 26-23. Jackson last week. What, is Ohio State losing to Washington right now?
No, St. John's just lost to Villanova.
Wow. That is not a good loss for him, but hey. You're going to have those.
It was better on the road, at least. Washington, Ohio State hasn't started yet.
Oh, has it not?
Starts about 5 minutes.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is Jackson's thing. He did very well in the NBA. Not as hot with college, but, happens.
See, my big loss in college
was that
Texas Tech game, really. And then it was also the Maryland game.
Yeah. Yep. Bringing your record also 10-9 and your all-time up to 28-21. Garrett last week.
Oh, wait, what was your all-time? Sorry, I missed that.
It was 26-23, so you're up 2 on me. Garrett. Okay, buddy, let's calm down. I'm catching up this week. Garrett also went 10-9 last week with bringing his all-time to 20-15. Yeah, we all went 10-9. Like, that is nuts.
Yeah, that don't happen often.
Uh-uh. So, those are our picks for the week. Or for last week, rather. I'm 10-9. As long as I'm above positive, I'm happy with it. But or above 500, rather. Definitely could win more, though. I need to catch up, which is.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, we all knew you were going to win basketball. We all knew you were going to win.
Yeah, I'm the basketball whiz.
Yeah, come on now. I was the football guy. You're a basketball guy. It just makes sense.
Oh, okay. Pump the brakes here.
No, that makes sense.
The other one isn't. All right.
Yeah, but. Some of us have good opinions.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm just kidding. No,
just like Cooper DeJean winning Super Bowl MVP.
He should have. Come on now. Everyone knows Cooper DeJean should have won Super Bowl MVP.
So my zebra stripes this week's gonna look a little different. I'm not gonna like show any videos. It's gonna just be like me showing some stats. So as we just talked about, Purdue last night took a loss to Michigan. So let me pull this up for you.
Not saying I was rooting for Michigan at all, but can't say I'm mad that they beat Purdue.
Which, like, you would agree, this is a much better loss than an unranked team at home.
Oh, for sure. But at the same time,
not a loss we wanted to have.
Because now Michigan leads the conference.
Correct. But the good thing is Michigan State did lose last night, which keeps Purdue back by, I believe, it's just half a game.
Michigan State's having a rough stretch.
Yeah, it's just a rough past 2 weeks.
They've won like one of the last four or five games.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's bad.
But that's how basketball goes. Okay, so we're going to go over here to box score. Scroll down, and let's look at fouls. Okay? Personal fouls, 23. All right, that's not fantastic. That's pretty rough. We had two players foul out. Whatever. Look at the one for Michigan.
Okay. Just 1 second, though. I know where this is about to go, but what in the NFL, if it's any team other than the Chiefs and they get that many penalties against them, let's say the Chiefs are playing like the Bills. If the Bills get a bunch of penalties, they lost the game for them. They beat themselves, correct?
Okay. Yes, but that my problem is not the total numbers. It's the stat that goes with it.
Which is?
With 7 minutes remaining in the first half, Michigan had six fouls. At halftime, they ended with six fouls.
You know, I will say Michigan is known to cheat. So I wouldn't put it past them.
I'm not done. 7 minutes left to go in the second half. Michigan. Six fouls. They end the second half with seven.
I mean, it's just a rough game. Rough game for Purdue.
In that span of time, though, in the first half, Purdue had five fouls at the same time. They ended with, 11?
Well, they're playing scared.
Come on.
They're playing, yeah, trying to keep their lead, causing fouls. So I don't know. Like I said, wouldn't put it past Michigan. You know, they're known to cheat and all, so happens.
And Aiden, you know, I'm not a guy that likes to complain about officials. With me being one myself, I don't like to do it. But in situations like this, when you look at the stats with that much time left, how many they had, and then they ended with that amount or just one more.
That, no, I get it.
Something's fishy there.
I definitely get it. Yeah, for sure.
And like but, Purdue, this I believe is only the second game all year where we've had a player foul out, and we had two in this game. I don't know.
Could it have anything to do with coaching? You know, could these guys just not? They think that they came in thinking that they were going to beat Michigan again because they won by so much.
That could be it. Granted, the first half was shaky, but at the one point in the first half, we were up by 12. Then all of a sudden, when Michigan went on their big run in the first half, is when fouls started happening.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it definitely could be more than just the officiating.
And who knows? Maybe I'm looking into it a little bit more than I should be. But my
opinion, as a Purdue fan, you have the right to, though.
Yeah.
You have the right to complain about it.
Moving on. MLB starts, as we said, in about 8 days. Wait, it's like 8 days.
That's insane.
It is insane.
That is crazy. I'm pumped.
I had a picture.
I'm looking forward to actually watching baseball this year. Even though, you know, as a Reds fan, it's a little rough. But, hey, I'll root for the Guardians.
And you know, I've told people this.
You're scared of the Reds. The Reds
are, to me, are the scariest team when they play the Cubs.
I mean, this year, hopefully, because Jonathan India, correct?
No, that's not who I'm scared of.
Who? Or no, Ellie De La Cruz. Sorry.
Is Ellie De La Cruz, bro? Like, yeah. Golly.
He's so good. That's who I meant originally. He is so good.
So yeah. The big news that we missed happened a week ago, and I forgot to mention this last week. Pete Alonso from the Mets. There was big rumors that, is he going to end up somewhere else? Chicago was in the talks of getting him. Toronto was in the talks with him. The White Sox, the Cubs. There was a lot of rumor on where he was going to end up. Ultimately, decides to go back to the Mets. Really? On a 2-year deal worth $54 million with an opt-out after year one.
Wow. Well, then.
Some other ones that happened last week. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I know you were talking about Bregman last week, correct?
Yes.
I saw a thing. The Tigers really want him. They are going like in so heavy for him.
The three teams that I had saw today, I'm pretty sure I took a photo of it.
Because I was looking, the GM came out and said that we need a player like him. We need a guy like him for our spring training.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't take a picture of it, but it was the Cubs, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. That's who it was. Are the three teams left in the push for Bregman.
Really? Huh. Hey. Maybe
with
you guys get him.
With a young roster that Tigers got, they could use him. Chicago needs him. My opinion, we need him bad. That's the only position I feel like we have a hole in right now is third base.
Yeah, that's fair.
Some other ones that happened. Max Scherzer, who has been in the league for eons, it feels like, agreed to a 1-year, $15.5 million deal with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Wow. Okay.
And the Tigers agreed to a 2-year, $35 million deal. Contract with Jack Flattery. That was on February 2nd. So definitely going to booster up their pitching. Any other big ones? Not really any bigger ones. Chicago trades for Ryan Pressly from the Astros pending his medical review. I haven't heard anything since that happened. It's been about a week and a half now, which scares me a little bit because we haven't heard anything about him with that physical.
I know the Reds keep adding to their bullpen like crazy.
Yes, the Reds have added their bullpen a lot. Yeah. They traded for Taylor Rogers from the Giants.
Yeah.
Where was the other one? They had like two more.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been going ham.
They have. And they needed it, really.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. So no, I'm really excited. March 17th is the day to keep an eye on. That's the opening day for the MLB. Starts at
opening day, Chicago. Chicago versus Dodgers.
Yeah.
In Tokyo.
I find it so weird they're playing in Japan, but hey, I mean it makes sense, I guess.
Well, and the other cool thing about it is those are two of the teams that have the most Japanese players on them.
Really? Well, I guess that makes sense.
And like the bigger names too, though, because it's like Shota Imanaga for Chicago, pitcher. You've got, of course, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, obviously.
Yakusoto Momoto.
Which Ohtani's interpreter just got like actually finally sentenced for his fraud or whatever. He? Yeah, which is crazy.
I knew he would.
Yeah, he got sentenced like 10 years or something.
I knew it was a handful of years.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally stole his money.
Yeah. That's insane to me. That's insane. I mean, I guess you're not paying him enough.
Hey, whatever. I guess he needs his money. Didn't really, but.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, I guess
he thought he did. All right, moving on to the Soupy Bowl.
Man, what a game. As we were talking earlier, I mean, was not expecting that at all.
No.
I mean, 40-22, was it? Like,
yeah, 40-22. We got some stats pulled up here.
I mean, that's just insane. Here, let me throw them up here. Yeah. I mean, Mahomes looked terrible.
His stats don't show it, but he did. He looked so bad.
Well, they got a bunch of garbage time touchdowns in like near the end.
Two of like, them. Both their touchdowns were garbage time. Or in the second two of half. Their three.
Yeah, in the second half, they're like it was all garbage time. Like it was the end of the third, they got a touchdown, and then the fourth. But it's just like he got sacked five times, I think. On zero blitzes. The Eagles didn't blitz a single time. Vic Fangio, he should have won MVP, honestly. Like, if a coach can win MVP, it should have been him.
Thank you. Thank you. I was correct.
Yeah. Like, he deserved, like, that whole defensive line. Insane. They played a phenomenal game.
So when you look at the game, like, tell me 100% honestly, who do you think should have won Super Bowl MVP?
I mean, I think you give it to the whole defensive line. Give it to all of them.
Well, that's not possible. You got to give it to one guy. Who are you giving it to?
I don't know. Jalen Carter?
I was going to give it to Josh Sweat.
Really? Okay. You know,
two and a half sacks. Two and a half sacks on the game. Multiple tackles for loss. Kind of the backbone of that defensive line. That's who I thought was going to win it. So I thought should have won it.
Was it Sweat who sacked him the most?
Yeah. Sweat got him, what'd I say, twice?
Two and a half times. Yeah. I was going to say, if you go to stats here. Let's see.
Two and a half, Josh Sweat.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Milton good. Williams also had two.
Zach
Bond second loose tackles
interception.
Yeah,
it's crazy. How many? Who? So Zach Bond got an interception. Cooper DeJean. Who else?
It was just two.
Was there just two? Okay, that's right. That's right. Cooper DeJean returned it for a touchdown, though. Right. So what I'm hearing. So Cooper DeJean scored the most. He scored the. He scored the most points for the defense, like, right? Like, he's the only one who scored a touchdown on defense. That's my Super Bowl MVP right there, baby. My Super Bowl MVP is Cooper DeJean.
No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell you what.
Who would have put money on Cooper DeJean scoring a touchdown?
Whoever did made a bag.
I'm sure.
Ohio State, Washington came.
I had a buddy here watching the game with me.
Yeah.
Say what?
Ohio State, Washington just started, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
I had a buddy that was here watching the game with me, and we were talking through his parlay that he was going to do before the game, and it was Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. Mahomes. What was it? Mahomes. No, maybe it wasn't Mahomes.
Very true, Jarrett. Very true.
Yes, Jalen that's true. Oh, no. It was Worthy having an over on yards.
I had that, too.
He had Worthy over on yards. He had anytime Kelce touchdown. I told him to put one on a defensive touchdown, but he didn't do it. All the ones that he had, almost every single one he had, hit in the first half except for two.
Really?
Yeah, out of six.
And then I'm guessing the other two didn't hit.
No, so the Kelce anytime touchdown didn't hit. And then I don't remember what the other one was, but that didn't.
Yeah, that's
no,
that's
no, rough. The other one did hit in the second half.
Of course, came down to Kelce, and Kelce lost for him. Joke. I get that. But no, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, no, it was a Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown.
I also had that. I can't believe that the tush push. Hmm? So, yeah, I was going to say he got the first one, actually.
Yeah, he got that.
I had a Saquon. I had Saquon for like two touchdowns, I think. Mm-hmm. But, no, I mean, Jalen Hurts played his best game of the year in the most important place, the like most important stage.
Oh, yeah. I will say, though, back-to-back Super Bowls that they've played each other, he's outdone Patrick Mahomes. So I wanted to talk to you about this tonight. This is kind of going to lead into our Roach rants. Yes, sir. I don't remember if I texted you guys this. Is it finally time to quit talking about Patrick Mahomes in the same light as we talked about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady's win percentage in the Super Bowl, he's what, 7-3? 7-2? One or the other. I know he lost to Manning twice. Who else did he lose to?
Lost to Manning twice, and then didn't he lose?
Is that the only ones he's lost?
No, he lost three. Because he has one more loss than Mahomes.
He didn't. Yeah, but he didn't lose to him in the Super Bowl. Oh, I see what you're saying. One more loss. Yeah, yeah. Who? I can't remember.
Yeah, he has one more loss.
Oh, Nick Foles. Yeah. Duh. Duh.
Oh, duh.
Thank you, Jarrett. Thank you. Wow. Man, that was bad. Yeah. So, I mean, Mahomes is what, 3-3? 3-2?
Three and two.
Both, yeah. Like, to the Bucs. He lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl 31-9. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So, here's a stat. Here's a stat that I wanted to say. Tom Brady lost three Super Bowls. The combined spread in those three Super Bowls was 15.
Yep. Like that, he lost.
Mahomes has now lost two.
And there are, what, 18 plus?
His total combined 22? Spread?
40 points.
40.
Yeah, 40 points.
40.
That is insane. So even Tom Brady, in those losses, okay, his defense probably let him down. I mean, his defense did let him down in the Eagles game. But he didn't lose by a blowout. Like, he's not getting destroyed by the defense. So
Tom Brady, 10 Super Bowls, 6 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes, 5 Super Bowls, 7 interceptions. Like, come on, folks. Let's be honest here.
He has double the interception rate. Like, that's over double.
Let's be honest here.
I don't know. I think it might be a little early to call it that, but
I think there is a reasonable. I think it's reasonable to look at him and say Mahomes isn't top 2 quarterback.
Is a top 2? Or isn't?
This is personal opinion. I don't think he is a top 2 quarterback all time.
All time. Okay, all time.
All time.
You're going to say Joe Montana.
No.
Who? Peyton? You're not saying Peyton. You're not saying Peyton Manning. No, I disagree wholeheartedly.
Here, let's look at it.
Mahomes has already been in more Super Bowls than Manning has.
Okay.
Mahomes is better. If you're going to bring up anyone and compare them, it's Joe Montana. Look up Joe Montana's Super Bowl stats. He is 4-0 in the Super Bowl, I believe. Like, the guy's a beast.
I'm just saying.
Peyton Manning is not better than Patrick Mahomes.
What's the most passing yards Mahomes has passed for in a season?
Okay, well, maybe if you look at his Super Bowls, though, Peyton is what, 2-1 in the
Super Bowl? No, I'm not talking about just Super Bowls. I'm talking about overall as a player.
Who are you taking?
All time.
I don't know. I still think right now. As a player. I think Patrick Mahomes has, realistically, by the end of his career, it's going to be better. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be better than him. Right now, maybe not. Right now, Mahomes might not be better than Manning or better than whatever. But he's on pace. He is on pace to be matching Tom Brady by the end of his career.
No.
He's not. He is not.
Personal opinion, it's not close.
He's not in contention to passing Tom Brady right now. But by the end of his career, for sure. I think he definitely will be in
contention. Mahomes' best passing season, yards-wise,
was 3,500.
5,250.
Even more than, wow, I was way off. What was I thinking?
That Peyton was what, Manning's 2019? Is almost 55. No, that was 2022. 22? He threw for 5,250. And 2018, he threw for 5,097.
I was going to say, because 22 was when they had that insane offense. That was the insane game with the Rams, Chiefs.
One least of the amount best of games, sacks, in my opinion, that they've taken in their career. Granted, This is not just on them, but I'm not a big fan of saying that sacks are just an offensive line stat, because I don't think
Agree.
I think they're also a very big part of a QB stat.
Like, yeah, because you didn't have a good.
My opinion, there's only presence. There's only a handful of sacks that are really only on your offensive line, and those are ones that, like, you just completely miss a block, and the guy comes barreling through. The QB doesn't even have time to throw it away.
No, it's those a lot ones, of things. Yeah. Pocket presence.
Yes. So here's this: Patrick Mahomes, least amount of sacks he's taken this season, where he's been the full time starter. 17.
Really?
It's a decently high number. Peyton Manning's. He played all 16 games in this season. Because remember, this is when there was only 16 games.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
10.
That's impressive, I will say.
That was towards his end of his career as well, where he wasn't as mobile. And he was never mobile. But
an amazing O-line. An amazing O-line.
Interceptions in a season, Mahomes has him. 5 to 9.
Well, Manning, like,
passing touchdowns in a season. Mahomes, 50. Manning's 55.
I don't know if I agree with that.
No, okay, see, I don't hate this. Because you have to look. Every time, all through Peyton's career, when him and Brady were played in the NFL together.
It was the game.
They had to always play each other because they were both in the AFC.
Yeah.
And Manning was always in the AFC.
It's like, if they both won their division, they'd play the next year. They play the next year. Or the playoffs, they'd play. I mean, I get it.
Which happened more times than not.
But look, Josh Allen is going to be the Peyton Manning to it's going to be Josh Allen's going to be Peyton Manning, and Mahomes is going to be Brady.
Yeah, okay, Mahomes, I have something Allen wild that Brady I'm going to say that you might think I'm nuts for.
Oh,
but I wholeheartedly believe this.
I don't like
Josh Allen to Patrick Mahomes is so much closer than it is from Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Josh Allen deserves
to have everyone discredits Josh Allen all the time. And granted, everyone's going to say, I'm glazing Josh Allen.
Yeah, whatever. I was going to say, we should just name this the Glazing Josh Allen podcast, because holy.
Whatever. You can think that all you want. Josh Allen, in my opinion, this season was the best quarterback.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, you're going to have the Lamar fans come out and say, well, the stats. They didn't care about the stats last year when Lamar won it. Like, come on.
I will give it to you. Last year, it was close between Lamar and Josh Allen. This year, it wasn't so close.
No.
And so I guess we have to go over, because last week the awards hadn't come out yet. So I guess we got to go over awards too this week.
Yeah. I mean,
obviously, so we will go over that here in a minute. Actually, let's pull it up.
Obviously, Josh Allen won MVP. I mean, if that wasn't. Oh, if you couldn't tell by the title or the thumbnail by us talking, like, Josh Allen won MVP. Saquon wins Offensive Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year is PS2. Patrick Surtain wins it. Cornerback wins it for the first time since 2019, I believe. Or was it 21?
I believe you're right. Let's look.
And then Defensive Rookie of the Year is Jared Verse, like Jackson here said it would be. Should have been Cooper DeJean, but whatever. Whatever. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Obvious one. Obvious. Jaden Daniels. What a beast.
Jaden Daniels, and then Assistant Coach of the Year, Ben Johnson.
Yeah. And then Coach of the Year was KOC, as we mentioned earlier. So, yeah. I mean, great awards. I think they got it 100% correct, honestly.
Realistically. So that's what I was getting ready to do. Let's go down and let's look through each one and let's break it down and be like, okay, is this really who should have won? MVP. Yes, like sure. There's not another way to look at it besides he was the best player. And so you have to think about it this way. MVP, people get confused. if you want just MVP to be, okay, who has the best stats, let's quit voting on it. Let's let the computer be like, okay, here's who has the best stats for their position. Okay, here's your winner.
Exactly. It's like the MVP is about which team helps or which player helps their team the most. That is it.
I'm going to tell you the reason I don't think it was Lamar Jackson.
Derrick Henry.
You put James Cook and the top two receivers in yards for Buffalo. You put all their yards together. So it was either Shakir and Kincaid or like it was just their number one top pass catcher. Yes, I agree.
100%.
When you look at it that way, when you put those three together, they still did not have as many, not total yards, rushing yards as what Derrick Henry had this season.
That is insane.
And yet, who still ended with a better record?
Yep. And it's crazy because Josh Allen threw to how many different receivers? I mean, he spread that ball out. He spread it out. And he took that ball in his own hands and he ran down that field. I mean, he was a beast. He was a beast this year.
Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell. I 100% agree.
Yeah, it was either between him or Dan Quinn, in my opinion.
And I would agree it was between those two.
Or, you know, even Dan Campbell, but I think they got that right, for sure.
I agree. Jared Verse, it wasn't close, my opinion.
Cooper DeJean was a close second, obviously.
No.
He was one vote away from winning, for sure. Comeback player there, 100%. I don't even care.
Yeah, this wasn't close either.
As much as I dislike Joe Burrow, just because he's on the Bengals, it was Joe Burrow for sure. He honestly, I think he should have been second in MVP voting.
Yeah.
I think
he should have been third.
If the Bengals would have won 2-3 more games, I think he wins.
I think he should have been third. I think Barkley should have been second.
Wow, you're putting Lamar down to fourth?
I am.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Barkley, offense player of the year, my opinion, not close.
I disagree. I think Jamar Chase.
We haven't seen stats like this from a running back since Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, but look at Jamar Chase. He had an outstanding year. He won the Triple Crown.
I know, but
no, it's like he won the Triple Crown.
A triple crown though is more likely than a 2,000 yard.
I know
rushing season,
but he wins the Triple Crown. And you don't hear a word about it. Look at the last time. Look at when Cooper Kupp won the Triple Crown. It was everywhere. Either.
Well, it's because you got to think, what the Rams do that year?
Yeah, I know. They went and won the Super Bowl, I believe. So
won the Super Bowl. Defensive player of the year. This I don't agree with.
You think it should have been Zach Bond, I know.
And I do. And like just because you look at the stats-wise, and granted, we're like, okay, well, it's not stats. It's not stats. We also have to look at what he did for his team. Zach Bond, one of the best tacklers this season. One of the best overall, like, made great open field tackles. Looked fantastic. Pat Surtain, yes, had a great season.
He had amazing
career high in interceptions.
It's not even that, though. Look, he let 27 yards from the Triple Crown. He let 29 yards for DK Metcalf. Like, if you look, he allowed a total of 306 yards this season. That is insane for a corner. That's like...
And it is. And I think Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion, was the closest out of any of the races. Well, second closest, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, I think... He had an insane year, though.
For me, this one was the closest.
This one? Jaden Daniels? Bo Nix?
No, not Bo Nix.
Brock Bowers. Oh, what a beast.
You got to think about it. Well, look at what the guy did.
Breaking tight end records. Not rookie tight end.
Tight end records.
That is insane.
It's different if he would just broke like, oh, well, he broke the rookie tight end receiving record. Okay, good job.
But he broke
a tight end record.
Okay, but it's harder for a quarterback to beat quarterback records their rookie year. You know what I mean? It's harder for them to do that than a tight end to break records.
What actual record did he break that was an overall record?
Who, Jaden?
Yeah, I don't.
No, know. I know. I'm saying it's harder for them to break actual records than a tight end. So like he still rushed for the most yards by a rookie quarterback ever.
Yep.
He was ranked fourth in passer rating. I mean, like, he only threw 9 picks the whole year. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Jaden Daniels deserved it for sure.
And I feel like that one was very close. And I think Jaden Daniels did deserve it, but I think it was close. I think it was very close in my opinion.
I think Brock Bowers was a close second. Yeah, for sure.
And then Ben Johnson, and then that wasn't close.
Not even close. That was probably the least close.
I think the only other one that you might have even thought about was Vic Fangio.
Okay, yeah. But that's after the Super Bowl.
And that would have been it.
If it was after the Super Bowl, for sure.
Well, if even after Super Bowl, I'm still taking Ben Johnson.
No, I'd take Vic Fangio after that, the way he led that game. Most important stage. Speaking, kind of going back to the Super Bowl again, halftime show, not a fan. Not a fan.
I just thought it was funny how he dissed Drake in front of
that. Well, okay, that part was funny. I will say I did enjoy that part. But man, I was talking with Jarrett before, and I think not being a fan of rap,
So
give me Post Malone.
So this is personal. Once again, that's kind of what this podcast is, I guess, speaking our personal thoughts. But they need to bring country music back to Super Bowl. I haven't had a country music singer since 94.
Yeah. Bring in Chris Stapleton. Bring in Luke Combs. Bring in...
imagine a mashup of Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, and Cody Johnson.
Insane. Or Riley Green. Can't forget about Riley Green. Zach Bryan. I mean, just bring them all in at once. Let them all just sing together. Be like the CMAs. Like, I don't even care. I just want country music back. Give me Post Malone even.
Yeah, I mean,
his country album was pretty decent. So, yeah, no, I just wanted to go on a little rant there about the halftime. I was not a fan.
So, well, that's going to lead us right in. Roach rants, you got any for the week?
I don't have any roach rants, but this is very, like, Browns, like, niche specific. Browns rumors about Shador coming to Cleveland. Okay, now here's the thing. This could be a huge plot, like, you know, oh, let's just let everyone think we're going for a quarterback so that they trade up with us and we can trade back with, like, the Giants.
What Houston did a few years ago with C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
Saying, oh, look at his numbers in the test. Look at his numbers with the test. Mm-hmm. Look at the numbers. He was terrible at the test. He looked awful.
Yeah.
Convincing Carolina to not take him.
I mean,
and Carolina bit, and then look what happened.
I'm telling you, we're like, hey, we're going for Shador, Giants. Make sure you want to trade with us so that we can get your pick and go back and get us like a second or third along. Like, come on, bring it this way. And then you know what we do? We draft Abdul Carter at 3. Like, come on. It's so easy. So easy. I
don't know. Abdul Carter might go 1.
No, he's not. Travis Hunter would go over Abdul Carter if it's the Titans. I saw a mock draft earlier today saying we're taking Travis Hunter at 2. I'm like, if we do that at this point, if we do that, I know before I said I wouldn't care, but if we do that, I lose it. I lose my mind. We do not need Travis Hunter right now. We have bigger fish to fry. We kind of went over that like the other day about our dream scenario. I believe that was last week or a couple weeks ago. I'm telling you, I want Abdul Carter. I want a third or fourth round QB. Bring me Joe Flacco back. Bring back Joe Flacco, baby. And then we'll go from there.
Oh, wait. We missed like the biggest news of the weekend.
What's that?
Aaron Rodgers will not be returning to the Jets.
How did we forget about that?
I don't know.
Bring me Aaron Rodgers.
You don't want Aaron Rodgers.
I do. Okay. Roach rants. Here we go.
Look what he did. Look what he did in New York.
Rodgers down year. Okay. Rodgers had a down year. It was the same as a regular year for people like C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen. Like, he had a down year.
What do you mean? What do you mean a regular season for those guys?
Go look at passing yards right now. Look up Aaron Rodgers' passing yards. He had 3,500. That is a regular season for most quarterbacks. Who had a regular season this year? CJ Stroud? Who had a regular season this year? Justin Herbert? Go look at their stats.
38-97.
For Rodgers?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
That's not even that terrible, honestly. I would take 11 interceptions.
Give me some names. Give me some names.
Justin Herbert.
Look at Justin Herbert's stats this season. Let's compare.
Yeah, let's do it.
3,870 yards.
So less yards.
20 yards off.
Yeah, so less yards.
23 touchdowns. So less touchdowns. Interceptions?
Three. Okay. Rodgers had more passing yards. Rodgers had more touchdowns. And so what? He had a few more interceptions. Who cares?
What was his team's record?
4-13 or whatever.
How was their offensive efficiency?
Well, him and Devontae didn't get their connection going until like week 15.
Okay, yes.
Just think about it. Devontae and Rodgers come to Cleveland. We have Rodgers, Adams, Judy, Tillman.
Completion percentage. Aaron Rodgers, 63%. Justin Herbert,
68.
5%. That's not for a game. That's for the whole season, dude.
Who had more passing yards? Who had more touchdowns? Oh.
Who has better receivers, arguably? Oh. Who arguably has better receivers?
Do I hear Aaron Rodgers?
Who arguably has better receivers?
He has Davante Adams. That's it. He's not two. He's top.
Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson.
Davante Adams is top two, and he's not two. Good old Davante quote. Love that.
Are you talking about all time?
No, he's talking about this. It was like a few years ago. Devontae's like,
I heard that.
Top two, and I'm not number two. I'm like, that's right, baby. You know, being an old Packers fan over here.
Davante, Garrett Wilson as well. Are you just forgetting that Garrett Wilson even exists?
Yeah, I miss Garrett Wilson.
And who Justin Herbert have? A rookie, Brad McConkey.
One of the best
rookie.
A good rookie, nonetheless.
Okay. Give me another name. Give me another name to compare. Let's compare again.
Another quarterback? Let's go.
Because I remember you saying Josh Allen.
No, it was a joke.
Let's look.
Let's go Brock Purdy because he has 12 rushing touchdowns. Josh Allen does or something stupid like that.
Josh Allen. Less yards. What? Same amount of touchdowns.
It's less interceptions.
Five less interceptions.
Yeah. 12 more rushing touchdowns.
Is QBR?
I know.
77. Josh. Aaron Rodgers QBR?
62 or something
48.
Like that.
48.
That's the wrong QBR scale. We don't even pay attention to that one anyways.
Oh, okay.
We only pay attention to the one that's like goes to 100.
So who are you talking? Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy was hurt part of the year.
Okay. So I'm trying to think. Geno Smith.
Geno Smith was also hurt part of the year.
Was he? He was. He was hurt like two games. He was hurt two games.
Yeah, so
it doesn't affect it that much over two games.
Let's see. How many games did he play?
I'm pretty sure it was two or three games that he was injured. Because I don't think they started Drew Lock that much, did they?
Oh, 17.
He played all 17?
He did play 17. He did.
He was hurt, though. He was hurt. I will give you that.
Let's look. Passing yards. Oh, he had more.
Well, yeah, he was leading the league for a while.
By 500.
I know, because after like week three, it was Geno, Cousins.
Yeah, that was Mayfield, crazy.
Darnold. It was like the weirdest lineup of passing yard leaders.
So hit me with another name.
I don't care anymore. Yeah,
because you're wrong.
Aaron Rodgers
is a bum.
No, he's not. He is a top five quarterback all time.
Well, okay, you know what? Garrett and I were talking about this week.
Here we go.
Where are you ranking Aaron Rodgers all time in quarterbacks?
Top five. Who's better than him? He's better than Ben Roethlisberger. He's better than...
Okay. No, I'm going to give you five names, at least five names that are better. Ready? Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning. Joe Montana.
Patrick Mahomes.
No, he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
You're fighting me on Peyton Manning? But Aaron Rodgers? So you think Aaron Rodgers is better than Peyton Manning?
I think arguably. They're pretty similar. They're pretty similar in my books. Aaron Rodgers should have more Super Bowls, and it's because his defense that he doesn't. Easy as that.
I'd argue that it's his defense that he does have as many as he has.
One. He's won Super Bowl. He deserves to at least have two or three. Okay, you know what? I don't even care anymore. Let's move on from Rodgers. Let's move on. Because we're not gonna agree. I know it. I've got a deep love for Rodgers because he's what got me into football. So
excuse me.
I think it's time to hit the sack on that one.
Now hold on.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not done.
Let's hear it. What's next? What is it this time? Dan Marino?
Tom Brady. Yes.
Jared.
Yes, 100%.
No.
Dan Marino is arguably one of the best QBs to ever play the game.
Okay, but he's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, my drug test will be coming in next week.
You're a delusional fan.
I'll make sure to be sending it in so that you guys all know I'm not on drugs. Don't worry. Okay. I'll do it for you this time.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I'm putting Patrick Mahomes there because Patrick Mahomes is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Sure. Who?
Joe Montana. So you're already at four, and that's just off the top of my head.
See, but Rodgers is top five. Don't even care. You're going to say Ben Roethlisberger is better than him.
No, Drew Brees I don't think he was. I think Drew Brees is close, but I don't think Drew Brees was better.
Rodgers played in one of the best eras for quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning,
and yet how many Eli Super Bowls Manning. Did he win?
That's why. He did only won one because of his defense and the fact that he's playing Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger,
they're all better than him.
No, they're not.
They were all better than him.
Not when they have better defenses. Phillip Rivers never beat him, I'm pretty sure. I actually don't know if that's true or not. Really? I don't even know if they play. I don't know if they ever even played.
Oh, well, yeah, they did.
Phillip Rivers and Rodgers? Because, I mean, he was on the Chargers, so.
Did they ever play?
I don't think so. If so, it was like once or twice.
Oh, yeah, they played each other.
Oh, I guess if they're both in the league.
They had an epic shootout where they with eight touchdown passes combined and 10 touchdown passes overall. In 2019, Rodgers. Rivers beat Rodgers.
That's crazy. What was the final score?
I don't know.
45-37. That's an arbitrary number.
I don't know.
List of QBs for all-time QBs there, Caden. I say Rodgers is a top five QB. Change my mind. Rodgers is top five, and you can't change my mind on it. I don't even care who you say. It's not changing.
No, I don't think he's the best quarterback that ever played for the Packers.
Oh, Bart Starr, Brett Favre.
Nope.
Brett, he is so much better than Brett Favre. You have to be joking me. He's so much better than Brett Favre. I don't care about Super Bowls and whatnot.
I'm not saying Super Bowls.
They both won one Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure.
Let's look at career stats.
I think.
Brett Favre. That's not career stats, you bum. Come on.
Yeah, bum.
There we go. That's not career stats, bro. What is this? Okay, there it is. I found it.
I'm telling
Brett Favre, career passing yards, 7,100. 71,000. Hey, sorry, not 71,000.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers career passing yards, 62,000.
Hey,
10,000 less.
Whose career isn't over yet? Aaron Rodgers.
Who started first?
What? Favre.
Whose career started first?
Rodgers isn't done playing, though, is what I'm saying. He can beat his passing yards.
Well, no, he's not going to.
You know what, Caden?
And I believe Favre did it in less seasons.
Oh, look at that. You know what? I'll take it. Rodgers sits at 6 or 7. He's got Mahomes, Manning, Brady, and Montana. I'll take it.
Elway. Elway, I feel debatable.
No, Elway was good. He always beat the freaking Browns, bro. I mean, the Browns had so they mean the AFC Championship.
I still think I agree with Jarrett and Dan Marino.
No. Interceptions.
Anyway, Brett Favre.
I don't care.
Passing touchdowns, 508. Rodgers is close. He's at 503.
Oh, with less than 10,000 yards? 10,000 yards less than him? Oh. Interceptions, Rodgers beats him, for sure.
Yeah, by a lot.
Rodgers is one of the most accurate QBs of all time. He's only had 4 seasons where he threw over 4 interceptions.
Career completion percentage.
Rodgers is the most accurate QB of all time. Rodgers has accuracy. He has the game-winning drives in him. Like, look at Rodgers to Rodgers, Rodgers to Driver, Rodgers to Cobb, Rodgers to Adams. I'm telling you, dude, I'm going to die on this hill. I'm dying.
As of right now, so it's actually very interesting. As of right now, they've both played in the same amount of seasons.
Okay.
They've both played in 20 seasons, which is kind of cool to look at.
That is kind of cool. You know what else is kind of
crazy? Favre having 10,000 more yards.
Eddie Lacy. Aaron Jones. Okay. Don't need to throw the ball. Also, Rodgers was out all of last year. And he's out a whole nother season.
Well, yeah. His first season. No. Okay. I'll give you that one.
No one cares.
He was out a whole nother season.
No one cares. Rodgers.
7.
They had, what's his name starting? Jeff Driscoll, I feel like, started.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
I think it was 07, wasn't it?
He has some for his collarbone. He missed basically the whole season. But yeah either
that.
Way.
And he played 3 games, I think, or something like that.
Fine. Rodgers is top 10. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you top 10. I will give you top 10. I'm not giving you top 5.
Rodgers will be top 5 by the end of his career. He will win the Super Bowl next year.
Because I think he's done.
He will win the Super Bowl next year.
I think he's done.
No. Rodgers is going to win comeback player of the year. Rodgers is going to win comeback player of the year if it isn't Nick Chubb.
How? He can't.
Yeah, he can.
He wasn't hurt.
They didn't make it just so it was hurt. Did they change it to that? I don't think so.
Well, that's only if you come from not starting.
Geno Smith was in contention.
No, he wasn't. Not last I heard.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was after he got. That's after he wasn't starting, wasn't playing.
Doesn't matter. He's going to win MVP. Okay, buddy. Rodgers is winning his 5th MVP next year.
People out here telling me I glazed Josh Allen, buddy over here, and Aaron Rodgers.
I love Rodgers. But all right, I think it's time to move on.
It's like me and Jay Cutler.
Yeah,
they're very terrible.
Jay Cutler's a bum. Rod.
I'm kidding.
Wow, I about got oof. Yikes. That was about bad. All right. That's funny. I think it's time for the most important part of the show.
Celtics are up 15 right now, by the way.
Ohio State is up.
Cavs are up 34.
As they should be. As they should be. Ohio State is up.
Warriors Mavs tip off in 15 minutes.
Ohio State's up 12. Let's go. Iowa beats Rutgers.
That's not going to be a very big win for you guys. I'm just telling you.
Helps our conference record. I'll tell you that.
It does.
All right. time to go through the games here. There's some good ones going on. I think this is a sleeper game, Maryland, Nebraska.
I do too, because I think Nebraska wins.
I have Maryland winning just because, you know, lost to Ohio State, gotta come back, and you know, but
no, I think they lose to Nebraska.
I'm taking Maryland. No games on Friday. I don't believe that there's Texas. Nope. Yeah. No
games. Whoa. Go look up Big Ten, because that's just ranked games there, buddy.
You right. There we go.
I'm right. I'm always right, but buddy.
Well, it's just UCLA. It doesn't even matter.
They both suck. Wait, you got to see if SEC plays.
They don't. SEC doesn't play until Tuesday. Saturday, right?
After Saturday.
They do play Saturday. All right, let's go back to top 25, though, real quick. I believe we're on Saturday now. Okay. Wisconsin, Purdue.
Purdue.
I also am taking Purdue.
After the loss at Michigan, we need a big time win.
I agree.
Houston at Arizona, give me Houston.
Arizona. I'm taking Arizona.
Pains me to say, but give me Houston.
Wow. Battle of the Titans right here. Auburn versus Bama.
Bama by 15.
I'm taking Auburn. What?
Yeah.
You need drug tested. What?
At least I don't think Rodgers is the top five QB all time.
Well, because he is. What? Mississippi Ole State Miss. Ole Miss. I agree with Ole Miss. I think this could be a sneakily good game as well, but
I think Michigan State does win, though. They need to start getting back on track.
I agree. I'm also going to be taking MSU. Kentucky, Texas.
I've been sleeping on Mark Pope in Texas for too long. Give me Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I agree. Kentucky. I mean, I should have picked them last week when I wanted to, but I didn't. So, all right.
Well, go down to the bottom. There's another one.
Oh, was it? No, it's just Kansas, Utah. Moving on to Sunday. Ooh, you got the game, but for basketball. And you know what?
Give me Ohio State.
Give me Ohio State, baby. That's right. Creighton St. John's. That'll be a good one.
St. John's needs a win after the loss today.
I'm also taking St. John's. No other good game, really.
Nope.
Monday. Nope. There's never any good games on Monday. Tuesday. Ooh. This game could be huge. This game could be for the conference if Michigan loses. Who's taking top? I'm taking...
Give me Purdue.
I'm taking Michigan State. Taking Michigan State. They win.
We beat them once. We can beat them again.
Then you got A&M and Mississippi State.
You mean
I'm also taking A&M. You know, there's really not too many great games this week. Let's look up Wednesday real quick. Bama, Missouri, but Bama. Yeah.
Bama's look at when Texas plays again. Besides Saturday,
I don't know if they do.
I thought they played like Tuesday or something.
Nope.
Nope.
They only play Saturday. Gotcha. So, yeah. And then on to NBA. There's going to be very few because of the All-Star game this week. So, let's look at tomorrow. I think tomorrow's the only day, actually.
Mavs. And the Mavs.
I'm also taking the Mavs. Yeah, yeah. And then, Sunday you have the All-Star game, which I couldn't give a hoot about, if I'm being honest.
And then nothing until Thursday.
I think this Thursday is when sometime coming up, the Lakers and Mavs play, and I'm looking forward to it.
Look at Friday. No, maybe Saturday.
I think it's on a Thursday. It might be this Thursday. No, let me check one more time.
Wait, go down. Wasn't that it?
No, it's Timberwolves.
No Timberwolves.
Whoa, I don't know when they play. Maybe it was a Tuesday. I got to find this game. Yeah, here we go. It was a Tuesday. Next Tuesday is that? No, or Tuesday after.
No, Tuesday.
The Lakers and Mavs play. It's going to be Luka returns. Actually, Mavs come to L.A., but Luka plays the Mavs. So
AD returns.
AD should be back.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, hopefully. So, well, yeah, there we go. Not a lot of games this week, and I'm okay with that because that means more chance of me to win. So, but no, you know what? I don't know about you. I'm having so much fun with this. Next week is going to be the big 2-0. Been doing this 20 episodes next week.
That's crazy.
I know, dude. It feels like nothing. Time's flying.
I know.
I mean, wait till we get to 52, a whole year. Ooh. Oh, man. That'll be something. But yeah, you know what? I'm having fun. I hope everyone watching is also having fun. But you know what? Thank you guys all for watching this week. Go out, you know, spring games start soon. Go watch those. Or spring training games, rather. NBA, going to have the All-Star games. Going to be kind of boring, if I'm being honest. I don't really care about that. College basketball, as always. And then pay attention to NFL news. You never know when a trade's going to happen. I'm looking forward to this offseason. So.
It's always when you least expect it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But you know what? It was a pleasure having you guys. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.
It was a pleasure. Have a great night. Be careful. It's kind of slick out.
Yeah.
Be careful. Especially if you're in the area. You're not in the area. It might not affect you as much, but be careful around here. So.
For sure.
Well.
And we'll see you next week. Peace out.
God bless, everyone.
God bless.